their lists, and then there's this big section, so I use a header.
Michelle Chu wants to learn how to build her own website. She's an out-of-work graphic artist, and she has some time on her hands. So she signed up for a class on web design and a few others.
I came on Friday for a beginning piano and songwriters class. That was my first class, and I happened to stay for the next class, which was Foundations of Ghost Hunting.
That's right, Foundations in Ghost Hunting. There were also classes on how to compost, demystifying caviar, and portraiture. The whole catalog smacks of spring semester senior year at art school. For 35 days, over 800 people crammed into a narrow storefront on the Lower East Side to take those classes. It was a temporary space, basically a glorified hallway, with a chalkboard on one side, coat hangers on the other, and these modified buckets that were turned into tiny benches. Inside, people traded skills and knowledge, but money never changed hands.
For the web design class, I brought spices. There was a whole list of things like fancy cheese, fruits and vegetables, herbs and spices. I just signed for spices. For the next class I'm signed up for, I brought a mix CD.
You see, trade school is an experiment in barter. Teachers post what they want on a website, and students agree to bring those items when they register for a class.
Artists have done this forever to get their work done. This is just a way to expand the number of people that you could interact with.
Caroline Woolard is one of the founders of Trade School.
What I'm more interested in right now is finding a network of people who are open to sharing their skills and slowing down to have a conversation about how we could work together.
So Woolard and a group of four other young artists applied for a grant from an organization called Field, which helps young artists come up with sustainable economic models. Their plan? Build a website that matches people based on what they can offer and what they need. And while they were working on it, they had the idea for Trade School.
So great to see a tangible idea in action.
Alex Malice is a 25-year-old documentary filmmaker. He took a class on composting and was so excited by Trade School that he immediately offered to teach.
I taught a class on photography. It was called Death to Auto, Maximize the Manual Mode on Your SLR, on cameras and still cameras.
And in exchange for his class, Malice asked for a bunch of stuff.
I made a sort of strange list. I asked for Legos, socks, sharp cheddar cheese, 90s hip-hop 12-inch records, and general ephemera.
And what did he get?
I walked away with exclusively sharp cheddar cheese. I was really hoping for Legos, I was really hoping for socks, records, general ephemera would have been cool, but no, nothing but cheese.
So the system isn't perfect. Sometimes you end up with a truckload of cheddar. And while that might be okay within this group, bartering doesn't solve people's bigger financial issues. Trade school organizer Caroline Woolard still needs to pay her bills.
We have to work day jobs in order to pay for this project, because I still can't barter with my landlord.
But Woolard and her group are determined to figure out a way to make bartering work for the sake of their art and the community they've created. The first trade school is over now, and this month Woolard says they plan to reflect on what worked and what didn't. Next on the list, finish their bartering website and plan for Trade School 2. The site launches this summer. For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.